And in keeping with our FFA week information today, we are joined by three Stewart FFA chapter members. We have Emma Alder, Grace Alder, and Abigail Tubbs. Did you girls write that for Mr. Larson?
No.
Okay.
Did you know? You probably knew most of that information, though.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But you probably learned something today, too, right? Well, good, good. We have Emma Alder, Grace Alder, and Abigail Tubbs. It's FFA week. And Abigail, let's first start off talking a little bit about the Stewart FFA chapter. And tell us, how many members do you have this year?
We have 30 in-school members and an additional 2 out-of-school members.
All right. And a lot of FFA week activities have been going on this week. Is that right, Emma?
Yes. On Monday, we kicked off the coloring contest with the elementary grades, and the FFA members also dressed in blue and gold. And on Tuesday, FFA member appreciation breakfast was sponsored by the Stewart FFA Boosters, in addition to Tuesday being FFA T-shirt day. And on Wednesday, the FFA officers are visiting KBRX Radio. There's a virtual career development event in ag sales, ag mechanics, and ag biotech. And FFA members are asked to dress up like farmers, flannel, or American Day. On Thursday, there's a teacher appreciation, as well as Bronco Power or Horsepower, tractors and equipment t-shirt, virtual career development events in agri-science, welding, food science, and farm business management. And on Friday, the coloring contest concludes, and Friday is hat or cap day.
All right. Sounds like a fun week going on in Stewart. I'm going to be anxious to see the Dress Like a Farmer Day today. That ought to be interesting. So, and, of course, like you said, a lot of FFA week activities going on this week, but we know the Stewart FFA chapter has been busy all year and is going to be busy here for the rest of the year. Grace, what do you have coming up on the calendar for the Stewart FFA chapter?
We have state proficiency review that will take place February 25th through the 27th, and we are sending 27 applications that will be reviewed. District 10 career development event contests on February 24th through March 8th will be held virtually and at Northeast Community College or at Sargent. And those contest areas are agri-science, ag technology and mechanics, ag sales, agronomy, ag biotech, envirothon, farm management, food science, floriculture, nursery and landscape, livestock management, welding, and vet science. And the state FFA convention on April 6th through April 9th will be conducted virtually. And then we'll have our Stewart FFA chapter banquet on April 26th.
All right. Got a busy, looks like a busy calendar here. And, you know, in the Poser report, we had a lot of the awards that Nebraska chapters have won in the FFA. And Abigail, the Stewart FFA chapter, you guys have won your fair share of awards too, haven't you?
Yeah. We have 2 National Proficiency Award applications recognized at the national level. Our junior livestock selection team was qualified for state by placing in the top 4 teams at our district competition in November. A Stewart FFA chapter district leadership skills event named Sweepstakes Champion. Qualifying teams and individuals are the parliamentary procedure team were district champions and state qualifying team. Conduct of chapter meeting team was district champion and state qualifying. Agricultural demonstration team was district runner-up and state qualifying. Gianna Tubbs in junior public speaking was district champion and state qualifier. William Paxton in Creed speaking was district runner-up and state qualifier. Caitlin Kelp in cooperative speaking was district runner-up and state qualifier. Sydney Estill in junior public speaking was district runner-up and state qualifier. Grace Alder in natural resource speaking was district runner-up and state qualifier. Emma Alder in public speaking was district runner-up and state qualifier. Stewart FFA chapter had a district star following the state degree interviews held on February 10th. Wade Paxton was named a star in production agriculture. And we have 4 Stewart FFA members that will earn their state FFA degree at the upcoming state FFA convention.
Wow, very impressive, very impressive. And for those upcoming students, of course, if they want to be an FFA member, just talk to any FFA members or any of the advisors. You guys are always glad to get people signed up, aren't you?
Yes. Yeah.
Well, Grace, let's talk about some other important information about the Stewart FFA chapter.
The Stewart FFA chapter would like to thank all of our parents for their support throughout the year, and we would also like to thank the Stewart FFA Boosters for their support and the scholarship program for graduating FFA members. Additionally, we'd like to thank the faculty, staff, and administration at Stewart Public School for cooperating with our chapter throughout the year. And finally, we want to thank any supporters for our FFA chapter and agricultural education program, as they all contribute to our members' success.
All right. Well, way to go on putting together a fun week. It looks like you guys are having fun at Stuart for FFA week this week, as you do every year. And looks like you're having a great year and good things yet to come, right?
Yes.
All right. Anything else this morning?
I don't think so.
All right. You girls have a great rest of your FFA week.
You too.
Thank you.
All right. We have Emma Alder, Grace Alder, and Abigail Tubbs from the Stuart FFA chapter here during National FFA Week.